A utility in northern Minnesota says it no longer plans to buy power from a proposed new natural gas plant in Wisconsin. The project's future is now in doubt. It's Tuesday, December 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, more than 100,000 Wisconsinites are being hit with increases in their student loan payments. And a Wisconsin program that treats veterans for brain injuries is expanding. Stay with us.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, trust is earned every day with clear reporting, thoughtful stories, and programs that truly reflect Wisconsin. I'm proud to support this work, not just as board chair, but as someone who turns to WPR daily. It's public media that works for all of us. Join me in keeping it strong at WPR.org/together.
Northern Minnesota's largest power company is backing away from plans to build the proposed $1 billion gas-fired power plant in northern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, Duluth-based Minnesota Power says that's due to legal challenges and permitting delays.
The company told Minnesota utility regulators it will no longer buy power from the proposed Nemadji Trail Energy Center in Superior. A Minnesota Power subsidiary was working with La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative and another partner on the plant. A Minnesota Power executive said several permits for the project had expired in Wisconsin. Superior also denied local approvals, and the city's mayor, Jim Payne, says the project has been dead for a while.
Dairyland is not going to build a power plant outside of their service area on land owned by another power company.
A Dairyland spokesperson said only that it's evaluating next steps with project partners. The plant's owners had said NTEC would provide reliable power as they shift away from coal and invest in renewable energy. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 100 patients received whole blood transfusions from emergency responders in Wisconsin in the past year. Milwaukee County's EMS system became the first in the state to do whole blood transfusions last year. In the first year of the new program, 38 patients received blood from paramedics before arriving at the hospital. UW Health's MedFlight also started doing whole blood transfusions in 2024. Around 90 patients have been given more than 160 units of whole blood as part of that program. Dr. Ryan Newberry is the assistant medical director for UW Health MedFlight.
We feel that we're giving our patients a better resuscitation pre-hospitally. So when they arrive to the trauma center, the patients are just in a better position for our surgeons to make good decisions and provide really good care.
Every 1 minute delay of a bleeding patient getting blood can increase the risk of death by 2%. More than 130,000 Wisconsin borrowers in the Save Student Loan Program will need to find a new plan. Corrine Hess reports that's because the U.S. Department of Education is ending the Biden-era repayment program.
The SAVE plan was the most flexible and generous income-driven repayment plan available. For months, it has faced legal challenges and put borrowers in limbo. On December 9th, the U.S. Department of Education announced it would end. For Benjamin Lee in Milwaukee, that means his monthly payments are going from $450 a month to $1,300.
The difference can be pretty jarring. SAVE was, again, a very borrower-friendly plan. The courts essentially have in part decided that it was, in certain ways, almost too friendly.
Borrowers can find a new plan online. If their payment is too high, they can apply for deferment or forbearance. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A broad majority of Wisconsin banking executives believe the state economy is strong. But as Joe Schultz reports, their enthusiasm is down compared to past surveys.
A new survey from the Wisconsin Bankers Association showed 79% of CEOs say the economy is good and 0% say it's excellent. The same share of executives said the economy was good in the middle of the year, but 7% said it was excellent at that time, and the same percentage said it was excellent at the end of 2024. Rose Oswald Poles is president of the Bankers Association.
Our survey results do show a steady economic outlook, I would say, but certainly not an overwhelmingly great economic outlook.
A slimmer majority of banking CEOs, 55%, also expect Wisconsin's economy to stay roughly the same over the next 6 months. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After she was convicted in federal court last week, Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's defense team is considering next steps. Dugan was charged after directing a man to leave her courtroom through his side door when federal immigration agents showed up to arrest him. Steve Biskupic is Dugan's defense attorney. While appearing on WISN 12's Upfront program, he said they are considering a legal motion regarding the trial judge's response to questions asked by the jury during deliberations. John Gross is a law professor at the University of Wisconsin Law School.
There's definitely an argument to be made that perhaps this particular instruction from the judge that came in response to the jury's questions, that it could have influenced the jury in a way that wasn't proper, that didn't actually meet the correct definition of the law.
Biskupic has said the case is, quote, a long way from over.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state. Thanks to its network of 8 bureaus, with reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
And a Wisconsin program that treats veterans and first responders for brain injuries and PTSD is expanding. Evan Casey has more on the program, which is the only one of its kind in the Midwest.
The program was established in 2023 through a donation from a national nonprofit. It's an initiative of the Wisconsin Institute of Neuroscience in Milwaukee County. Patients get a customized treatment plan and meet with clinicians like physical and speech therapists and psychologists. Staff recently moved to a larger facility at the Milwaukee County Research Park. Greg Burke is a medical director. He says the move will allow them to treat more patients.
We're trying to grow to keep up with all the demand. And that's been one vet to another, getting the word out that, you know, it's okay to get treatment. This is a real thing, and this is the place to do it.
61 people have completed the program so far, while more than 400 people have applied. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A really nice day in store today. Lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the 30s and 40s, and no rain or snow expected. Clouds will start to build up overnight, but things will stay dry with lows down into the teens and 20s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.